Coming up now is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this evening's The Space Show, we have a special poem reading and a chance for you to send your name to Jupiter. Yes, your name to Jupiter. So please get your diary handy because we have details of how to do that. Let's get underway. Europa is a moon of the gas giant planet Jupiter. It is thought to have an ocean beneath its icy crust that may hold more water than Earth's oceans. In October next year, NASA plans to launch a spacecraft called Europa Clipper to orbit Jupiter and make close flybys of Europa and other Jovian moons. After a 2.89 billion kilometre journey, it will arrive in 2030. To mark the launch, NASA has commissioned United States Poet Laureate Ada Limon to write a poem dedicated to the Europa Clipper mission. The announcement of the poem was an event at the Library of Congress in Washington. Here's how it went.
Please welcome the 14th Librarian of Congress, Dr. Carla Hayden.
Good evening, and welcome to the Library of Congress, to all the space fans and poetry lovers with us in person and watching virtually. We are happy to welcome you to our historic Coolidge Auditorium for our Live at the Library series. Carl Sagan famously said, "Imagination will often carry us to the worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere." And the Library of Congress is the home of the Carl Sagan papers. And through our collections and programs, we encourage people to broaden their minds, expand their imaginations, and to cultivate their passions. Libraries are at the intersection of the arts and sciences, and the relationship between the two are vital and undeniable, which brings us to tonight. It is a great honor for me to welcome the 24th Poet Laureate of the United States tonight to debut her poem for the Europa Clipper mission. So please join me in welcoming the brilliant and talented Ada Limon.
Hello, you beautiful people. What a pleasure and honor it is to be with you all here tonight. It has been the greatest honor and privilege of my life to be asked to write a poem that will be engraved on the Europa Clipper spacecraft and launched in October of 2024 to go to the second moon of Jupiter, Europa. And when I was asked to write this poem, I celebrated for exactly 20 seconds. And then I proceeded to completely freak out. And it has been such a beautiful journey to make this poem a true human endeavor. And I'm very excited to share it with you today, the unveiling. In praise of mystery. A poem for Europa. Arching under the night sky, inky with black expansiveness, we point to the planets we know. we pin quick wishes on stars. From Earth, we read the sky as if it is an unerring book of the universe, expert and evident. Still, there are mysteries below our sky. The whale song, the songbird singing its call in the bough of a wind-shaken tree. We are creatures of constant awe, curious at beauty, at leaf and blossom, at grief and pleasure, sun and shadow. And it is not darkness that unites us, not the cold distance of space, but the offering of water. Each drop of rain, each rivulet, each pulse, each vein, O second moon, we too are made of water, of vast and beckoning seas. We too are made of wonders, of great and ordinary loves, of small, invisible worlds, of a need to call out through the dark.
So how did this happen with the connection with NASA and all of that?
Yeah. We first got an email, and then it was Brett in the Office of Communication immediately set up a call, and we were in the Office of Communications. I was here in the library, and we all gathered around Brett's office, and we met with NASA, and the Zoom call was so interesting because they just kept telling us this about this marvelous mission, the Europa Clipper, and all about Europa and this watery world. And I kept thinking,
Did you think they were going to ask you to go?
Yeah, it was like, am I going to have to go?
Uh-huh. We would have supported you. First poet laureate in space. Oh, we can still do that. Watch it. It can happen. So then you understood, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a moment where we got off the call, and they said, would you be willing to create an original poem for this? And I thought, yes. And we got off, and we were like, oh my gosh, we're going to go. This is amazing. And everyone was still celebrating, and I just was like, oh no. I now have to write a poem that will be, and at this point, I actually didn't know it would be engraved on the side of the spacecraft.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm actually kind of glad I didn't know that. There were some things that was good to hide from my brain when I was writing the poem. I thought, well, this is where I will go write the poem. And as I was in this beautiful space, I kept thinking, okay, very seriously, I wrote every single day. I would write a new draft every day. And I would, I kept reading them to my husband. And my husband finally said, I think you need to stop writing a NASA poem. And it was such wisdom. And I immediately got annoyed because he's always right. And I said, yeah. He said, you need to write a you poem. You need to write a poem that you would write. And it really changed everything. And I went back to the drawing board. I scrapped everything. And there was one line that I had originally written actually during the Zoom call. And that line was the one that survived. But yeah, I went and created a whole new poem. And that's what I was like, oh, he's right. I need to write a poem that I would write, that I want to write. And not keep thinking about the audience and keep thinking about that. But I had to shut some of that out.
Yeah, that was, and did you know that it was going to be on the side of the thing?
Not yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was very good.
It was still flowing. You were still doing that.
Yeah.
And then you went to visit the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in your home state of California. Now, what was that like?
Yeah, and I remember when they set it up, they were like, well, would you be interested in going? And I was like, yes, of course, I want to see this. And we had this amazing time there. The team, the whole Clipper team and the JPL team are just really generous and kind and really took us through how it was being built And we went to see it being built in the clean room.
Whoa, the clean room.
Yeah. It was really remarkable.
I liked it.
And we went to Mission Control. And, oh. You know, it was like really fascinating and incredible.
Were you kind of wondering, wait a minute, they're showing me Mission Control. Were you still wondering, or is it just the poem that's going
yeah, exactly.
on? So what was it like to meet the scientists that were behind this?
Incredible. I immediately kept asking them more about, you know, so it says there's all the ingredients for life. What does that mean? You know, all these things. And one of my favorite parts about talking to the scientists there is that, you know what they wanted to talk about? Poetry.
Good. Did they ask you questions
yeah.
about what?
And it was one of my favorite moments was here we were sort of full of like, how do you make a spacecraft? How does it, you know? And they were like, how do you make a poem? You know? It was really great.
There's a science to that too in a different
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And they could understand
yeah.
what you have to do mm-hmm. to produce what you do.
Yeah. And that idea of curiosity and, you know, how you make something and also the idea of, again, beginning in questions and ending in questions, you know, that it's not about finding one ultimate answer, but instead existing in wonder.
Existing in wonder.
That was Dr. Carla Hayden, the librarian of the Library of Congress, in conversation with Ada Limon, United States Poet Laureate. Now, that poem will be engraved on a plaque carried aboard the Europa Clipper to be launched in October next year. Now, last week, NASA launched its Message in a Bottle campaign, which invites people around the world to sign their names to the poem. If you, dear Space Show listener, want your name to travel to Jupiter, then point your internet browser at europa.nasa.gov. And then click on the Message in a Bottle link. There's also a map at which you can see, by running your cursor over it, how many people have signed on country by country. And yes, there are lots of Australians already signed on. So once again, that website to go to is Europa, E-U-R-O-P-A, that's europa.nasa, that's N-A-S-A, .gov, G-O-V, so europa.nasa.gov, to sign on to have your name sent to Jupiter.